DW.
The Munduruku have lived in villages in the Amazon's Tapajós River Valley for centuries. From their first contact with Europeans in the mid-1700s, they gained a reputation as fearsome warriors, which might just have helped them preserve their traditional way of life to this day. But all this is now at risk. The Munduruku have a new fight on their hands. The Brazilian government plans to build a hydropower dam at São Luís do Tapajós, which would flood their forest home. Indigenous leader Geraldo Crixi Munduruku has problems sleeping at night.
The river, as well as the forest, is like our mother. The animals in the forest don't know what is coming, if it's good or bad. Therefore, we want to protect them, to protect the river. Then we could live in peace and be happy. If the river Tapajós is dammed, how are we going to survive?
If the dam goes ahead, an area the size of New York City will be inundated. Jeremy Campbell, an environmental anthropologist at Roger Williams University in the United States, has worked in the Tapajós region since 1999. He says the Munduruku's entire way of life is under threat.
If the dam were built, the Munduruku villages in the middle Tapajós region would no longer be able to live in a traditional way. They'd have to go to the city. They'd have to be forced, essentially, to lose touch with their identity. And this is not something that the Munduruku will, in my view, ever accept.
The Brazilian constitution guarantees permanent ownership of lands traditionally occupied by indigenous peoples, including exclusive use of soil resources, rivers and lakes within the area. But the territory inhabited by the Munduruku in this part of Brazil's Pará state has not been recognized by the federal government, and the Munduruku people were never consulted about the construction of the dam. They have long fought for official demarcation of the Saure-Muibu indigenous territory, an area of 178,000 hectares. Now, facing the destruction of their land, indigenous leaders have started to demarcate it themselves. The Dajé Capap Aipi village has just erected a demarcation sign, very similar to the official one, Crixi explains.
Whoever comes here and sees this sign will know this piece of land belongs to us, the Munduruku.
The Tapajós River still flows freely for 800 kilometres through Brazil's Mato Grosso Amazonas and Pará states. But the Brazilian Energy Research Company plans to build 7 dams in the Tapajós Basin by 2024. And it's not just the Munduruku and their traditional way of life that are at risk. The dam would flood thriving ecosystems, including critical habitats for animals such as the ocelot, howler monkey, and pink river dolphin, along with numerous bird, lizard, and amphibian species. More than 300 species of fish in the region could also be impacted. That's why environmental groups are supporting the Munduruku's struggle, as Bunny McDermid, co-executive director of Greenpeace International, explains.
We want to stand with the Munduruku people and have the Brazilian government formally recognise their land and their claim to the land, because they've traditionally occupied it for generations, and to prevent this huge hydro dam from being built in this area, which will destroy or threaten the unique biodiversity of the area and threaten the Munduruku's livelihoods and way of life.
Infrastructure around dam construction also contributes to deforestation, as it opens up access for logging, livestock ranching and agribusiness. Paulo Odario is one of the founders of Greenpeace Brazil. He says the life of the forest and its people go hand in hand.
There's no more room for fossil energy resources or those that bring environmental impacts like deforestation or go against the right of traditional people.
Greenpeace also points out that although hydropower doesn't burn fossil fuels or emit carbon, it can be responsible for another climate-harmful gas, methane. Studies have shown that dams, especially in the tropics, release large amounts of methane due to rotting vegetation in flooded areas. Brazil's Ministry of Mines and Energy argues that the hydropower is important for the country's development. The São Luís do Tapajós Dam would contribute 8,000 megawatts of generation capacity. That would also allow Brazil to develop a waterway for exports from Mato Grosso state to Asia through the Panama Canal. Mato Grosso is the largest soybean producer in Brazil, and its main buyer is China. But big economic plans haven't trumped the environment or indigenous ways of life yet. The Brazilian Institute of Environment and Natural Resources has suspended the hydropower project's environmental license until the National Indigenous Foundation has assessed the situation. Everything now hangs on a decision to be made in the capital of Brasilia. And with the fate of the Tapajós at stake, the Mundurucu aren't waiting quietly. Anthropologist Jeremy Campbell says the Mundurucu are no strangers to adversity. He first came to the region 17 years ago, at a time of explosive land grabbing. Then the Mundurucu faced violence, but they weren't easily intimidated, and they won't be now.
The Mundurucu are an incredibly united people, and they are a warrior people. They use that word. They say that that we're at war. They are at war. They consider this a war.
28-year-old Antonio Dache Mundurucu is one of the villagers who has taken that modern-day war, as he describes it, all the way to Brasilia.
People who live in the capitals and abroad, in the developed countries, they look at the Amazon as an empty space, as green area only, and everyone wants a piece of it. Therefore, our rights are threatened.
Dache, a father of two, says he wants his family to continue to live their traditional way of life. Preserving their culture might not just be a gift to the next generation of Mundurucu, but to the future of our planet.
I want to be indigenous, to live an indigenous life. If we don't have this right, we'll be extinct. Pressure comes from everywhere. Many people talk about climate and the role of forests, but we are the people who really preserve the forest.
This report was brought to you by DW.